Morning Watch, laboring on the all-inclusive Christ typified by the good land, for the building up of the church as the body of Christ, for the reality and the manifestation of the kingdom, and for the bride to make herself ready for the Lord's coming. Week 9, A Land of Pomegranates, Saturday. Related verses, 2 Peter 1, 3-8. Seeing that his divine power has granted to us all things which relate to life and godliness through the full knowledge of him who has called us by his own glory and virtue, through which he has granted to us precious and exceedingly great promises, that through these you might become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption which is in the world by lust. And for this reason also, adding all diligence, supply bountifully in your faith virtue, and in virtue knowledge, and in knowledge self-control, and in self-control endurance, and in endurance godliness, and in godliness brotherly love, and in brotherly love, love. For these things existing in you and abounding constitute you neither idle nor unfruitful unto the full knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Romans 13:8. Owe nothing to anyone except to love one another, for he who loves the other has fulfilled the law. 2 Timothy 3:15-16. And that from a babe you have known the sacred writings, which are able to make you wise unto salvation through the faith which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is God-breathed and profitable for teaching, for conviction, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. 1 Peter 3:8. And finally, be all of the same mind, sympathetic, loving the brothers, tender-hearted, humble-minded. Related reading. All things which relate to life and godliness are the various aspects of the divine life, typified by the riches of the produce of the good land in the Old Testament. They are the substance of our faith substantiation allotted to us by God as our portion for our inheritance. Life is within, enabling us to live, and godliness is without, as the outward expression of the inward life. Life is the inward energy, inward strength, to bring forth the outward godliness, which leads to and results in glory. Through the precious and exceedingly great promises, we the believers in Christ have become partakers of his divine nature in an organic union with him. We have entered this union through faith and baptism. The virtue, energy of life, of this divine nature carries us into his glory, godliness becoming the full expression of the triune God. In 2 Peter 1:7, the Greek word rendered brotherly love is philadelphia, composed of philio, to have affection for, and aldalphos, a brother. Hence, brotherly affection, a love characterized by delight and pleasure. In godliness, which is the expression of God, this love needs to be supplied for the brotherhood, for our testimony to the world, and for the bearing of fruit. The Greek word for love in 2 Peter 1:7 is agape. The word used in the New Testament for the divine love which God is in his nature. It is nobler than filio, human love. It adorns all the qualities of the Christian life. It is stronger in ability and greater in capacity than human love. Yet a believer who lives by the divine life and partakes of the divine nature can be saturated with it and express it in full. Such a love needs to be developed in brotherly love to govern it and flow in it for the full expression of God, who is this love. Faith can be considered the seed of life, and this nobler love the fruit in its full development. In 2 Peter 1, 5 through 7, we have the development from faith to love. This development includes virtue, knowledge, self-control, endurance, and godliness. Eventually, we have the full development and maturity from the seed of faith through the roots of virtue and knowledge, the trunk of self-control, and the branches of endurance and godliness, to the blossom and the fruit of brotherly love. In verse 8, Peter goes on to say, "For these things existing in you and abounding constitute you neither idle nor unfruitful unto the full knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ." The words "these things" refer to all the virtues covered in verses 5 through 7, from faith to love. Faith, virtue, knowledge, self-control, endurance, godliness, brotherly love, and love should all exist in us. Nevertheless, these are only some of the all things that have been granted to us by the divine power. We need to see that all these things are included in the seed. This seed contains the root, the trunk, the branches, the blossom, and the fruit. The divine virtues not only exist in and are possessed by the believers, but also abound and multiply in them in the development and growth of the divine life. All the virtues already exist in the seed, and now they are waiting for the opportunity to abound. In order for the virtues in the seed to abound, the seed needs to be sown in the soil and then grow and develop until it blossoms and bears fruit.